Welcome back to the Dubai Dogs Diary Show, where we interview doctors who built a real medical career in the UAE and break down what it actually takes to relocate or to be a licensed doctor to work in Dubai. I'm your host, Angela Thomas, and I run Dubai Doctors Fast Track, where we help also medical professionals to move to Dubai and build your medical career. And today's guest is Dr. Wengal, a plastic surgeon from South Africa, who is actually here practicing in UAE for quite of a while. In this episode, we get into why he chose plastic surgery and what it is to work in Dubai. Let us know, Dr. Wengal. We know already for some of the years on a totally other background. We can get into it. That's my medical background as well, for getting the bridge to all of everybody. And I'm very happy to have you in my network and always somebody who I can pick the brain of being a medical expert here in Dubai whenever I have somebody who's coming here, from all of the beauticians towards doctors. That's a good place to go to ask you. So let us know, what made you be a plastic surgeon?
Thank you, Angela, for having me. So, it's a long journey. It's 22 years. I've always wanted to be a doctor. My father was a doctor. He's a gynecologist. Mm-hmm. And so medicine was in my blood. My first love is actually trauma surgery. Oh. You know, coming from South Africa, yes. A lot of crime, so gunshots, car accidents, etc. So I love trauma surgery. And then I changed to plastic surgery after meeting a young lady who had a breast reduction. Mm-hmm. And I realized that plastic surgery is also life-changing, not just cosmetics or beautification. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of reconstruction involved in cosmetics, and I really enjoyed that part of plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very interesting. Yeah. So I envy the background that you have to say in South Africa with all of the injuries that you have, and then shifting to plastic surgery is something very unique. And I felt when we met, you understood very well what it means for a female, for example, to be injured or not so well treated, for example, on her feminine parts. And that is something that you have understood very well. Now, yeah, let us a little bit know how it is to work here in Dubai. How long you are here as a medical doctor?
Well, I've been here now for just short of 4 years. Mm-hmm. So 3 years, 9 months, 10 months. Mm-hmm. And it's been challenging, mm-hmm. but exciting at the same time. Mm. I think we all come from different systems, whether you come from Germany, South Africa, Australia, America. Our healthcare systems are different. Mm-hmm. So the biggest part of my journey here is learning how to adapt. Mm-hmm. It's easy to compare to where we come from, mm-hmm. but you have to adapt to where we are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been the hardest part. But at the same time, exciting. I think I left South Africa because I wanted to have a different challenge in life. And mm-hmm. I got it. And that's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. It's a midlife crisis. You know, when you get to 40 plus, you start thinking about, oh, life is, I need something, excitement in my life. And I chose Dubai. My best friend lives here, and it was an exciting place to come to, learn new things, be a part of a system that's growing, evolving, full of opportunity. So yeah, it's been very exciting so far.
When you actually talked about in your surrounding African friendship or the people, family that you wanted to come or that you wanted to move, maybe also take somebody along the journey, how was it? Was it well received, or was it kind of, oh, yeah, we have to maybe also leave the comfort zone if you wanted to go, maybe then your circle, your inner circle of family maybe have belittled your vision. Is that something that you have experienced?
Most definitely. My wife still lives in Cape Town, South Africa.
Yeah.
She's got a great job and she's happy there. So yeah, we're doing long distance for the moment, but it's been challenging. My family were very supportive. My mom, my dad, my sister were very supportive. My close friends, it was 50-50. Mm-hmm. Many of them said, don't leave, stay, why do you want to go, etc. And many of them, the other half of them said, it's exciting, go, enjoy. Many of my colleagues said, don't go.
Yes.
Because they were afraid of change, adapting. Mm-hmm. You know, as we study medicine for so many years, we know one system, one way of doing things. Mm-hmm. The fact that you have to now go to a new country and change and learn was scary for them. So a lot of them tried to talk me out of it. But yeah, I persisted and I'm happy I'm here.
Very good. So when you say that some of the people who didn't want you to leave, yeah, they saw you leaving basically. And you, yeah, a big part of your environment, your wife has not taken on this journey. There must have been something really big as far as the motivation that you went despite. What exactly attracted you on Dubai so much that you even went into a step of a long distance relationship?
It's a good question. So I like to break it down. Mm-hmm. I think the first part is career. Mm-hmm. I was quite successful in South Africa. I had my own clinic, had my own staff, part of the university teaching. So I was very happy with my career in South Africa, but I got bored. Mm-hmm. And I think complacency or being in a comfort zone, for me, I like excitement. I like new challenges. And I knew if I stay in South Africa for longer, I would have gotten bored. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest thing for me. So that's why I said, okay, career. Personal life, we just got married, my wife and I. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest challenge. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest challenge. But my wife is 10 years younger than I am, mm-hmm. and she's in the data science AI space in South Africa. And I'm hoping that she comes here because this country is exploding when it comes to digital and technology and AI. Mm-hmm. And it's a long-term plan, you know. So we spoke about it and we discussed it in detail, and I'm hoping that she comes.
Yes.
So those are the two things, you know, personal life and career. I have the support of my wife. She still says, go ahead, do what you need to do. It's hard doing long distance, but we're making it work. Mm. And I'm waiting for it to come and join me here.
Yes. Well, first, the market here is very AI-driven and there is a lot of opportunities for somebody. But what impresses me the most is that you are behaving literally like a stork, as we say in Germany, because they are traveling ahead to prepare the nest somehow for the female to come after. And did you know that a lot of storks, they have to build the nest every year new, and if the nest is not right prepared, the stork female is flying past by this nest.
So this is life.
This is life, exactly. But it is really required some courage to do and go ahead, especially having your own clinic. And I find doctors are being in a similar position where they have their comfort zone, but they are not getting overloaded, they're getting bored out, or maybe also have, in different kind of the words, the aspect of security, which you find here in Dubai very much as a big motivator to step out of your comfort zone or the area that you are in. Having your own clinic, leaving this behind or maybe partially behind, and to go on and implement yourself where you can foster your career, where you can bring your career forward, is something very brave, I have to say. And just explain us where and what was your first steps when you chose, okay, I'm leaving my own clinic and I'm building a life as a medical doctor here as a surgeon in Dubai. What were your first steps?
So I was very fortunate. I had a friend who Dr. Michael, who already was in the UAE. Mm-hmm. He came to the UAE a year ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And after he was here, he was brought through another colleague of his. So what we find, what's a common occurrence in the medical sector here in the UAE, is that people that are networked, and you have a large network in the world, so you worked with somebody in the US or you worked somebody in the UK, they can give your CV to the hospital or the clinic, etc., and then bring you in. Mm-hmm. So this I find is the easiest way of of people coming into the country. So again, Dr. Michael was my good friend and dear friend for many years. We trained together. He moved a year ahead of me, and he's the one that called me up and said, would you like to come?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure. I'm pretty bored. I'm successful, but pretty bored, and I need a new challenge. And mm-hmm. that was it. I forgot to mention one thing. The another motivational factor was lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa has a great lifestyle. But the two things that really changed my mind of coming here was taxes
mm-hmm.
and security, mm-hmm. safety.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Dubai, UAE is, you know, we know you don't pay taxes here. And safety and security. You don't have to look over your shoulder. You can leave your car doors open, your house doors open.
Yes.
It's pretty safe here in the UAE.
Safety is a big motivator, basically, yes. for a lot of people that also have the family in their backpack or spouses, any kids or so. So, yeah, so you mentioned the network is something that helped you a really big part of going along. Did you do all of the licensing out of your own situation, or did you took some help, or how was this journey? Was it easy to catch, or was it something that you was like, oh God, I wish I had some help on that one?
It is difficult. Again, you know, when you're in your own country, you know the systems.
Yeah.
In a new country, it's different systems. So it takes 6 months to 1 year to get licensed in the country.
Yes.
And the people that help you along are the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So the HR, the admin staff there, they tell you what they require while you're still in your own country.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do something called data flow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know about data mm-hmm. flow, right? So data flow people contact you and they say, we require all your certificates, all your documentation,
mm-hmm.
all your qualifications, and it'll take about 6 months to process.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that process by yourself
mm-hmm.
without a hospital or a clinic help,
mm-hmm.
it'll take some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about a year. The company or the department called data flow, they are very efficient. They will actually phone your university
yes.
in your home country and check. They will go visit and they will do background checks. Because that's one thing about what's unique about the UAE. It's cream of the crop.
Mm.
They want the best of the best to be here.
Yes.
So they want to make sure that you are well qualified, you are well trained, and that you are who you are, what you say in your CV.
Yeah.
So data flow takes about 6 to 12 months.
Yes. We have the same experience. If people come, they do it by themselves. And when we help them, we can minimize the time, actually from 4 to 6 months to have this completed. So I wanted to get a little bit in. You said the hospitals and the HRs helping you with this process. But often it is like you don't even find a job when you don't have the licensing. So you must be a very unique expert in your field, in your specification, that the hospital comes around and says, okay, this is such an expert. We can make really good revenue with him. And that's why we help you. Actually, workflow is that you should have your data flow and your licensing, your eligibility letter in place when you are applying. Otherwise, in this fast-paced city, sometimes you don't even have a chance. Is that right? And is it also aligned with your experience?
100%. When I had my first interview, it was purely by luck with the MediClinic
mm-hmm.
many years ago. And it was a random impromptu meeting. And they wanted me to start straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, by any chance, do you have your license and Emirates ID? And I said, no, I don't. They said, we need someone straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So that taught me something, that mm-hmm. in this country, you need to have all your documentation
together.
Up to date
mm-hmm.
before you can even be visible.
Yes.
So that's another thing, is to make sure that if you want to come here, get the process of your license and Emirates ID as quick as possible. 4 to 6 months, one year, and then you make your you make yourself more visible to the appropriate clinics and hospitals.
Very good, and thank you for sharing your expertise. I know that when we met, you was working in a hospital.
Yes.
Now this is different. Tell us a little bit about both of the sites, because our listeners, our medical experts from abroad, they will be so glad to hear what are the working in a hospital and what it's like to work in a clinic.
Okay, so I've been now involved in three different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the first two are hospital-based, mm-hmm. and the second, the third one is now private clinic-based. Mm-hmm. So the hospital-based jobs were salaried, mm-hmm. so you get a fixed salary. Mm-hmm. Depending on the hospital, so the first hospital was government mm-hmm. sector, the second hospital was a private sector hospital, very large organization, mm-hmm. and the third sector, the third part was a private clinic. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the government. Mm-hmm. The government was really good, very organized, very academic, mm-hmm. Which I enjoyed. I love academics. So there was good interdepartmental workings. Salary was good, and there was perks about housing, children's education. They pay for your health insurance. They pay for your medical negligence. I'm trying to think anything else. That's pretty much it.
Living allowance or something?
No living allowance. Mm-hmm. They do pay your relocation cost mm-hmm. if it is your first hospital that you're getting mm-hmm. a job into. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, comparing that to the private sector hospital, mm-hmm. Which is a very big organization again, they had the same, except they didn't. There was no relocation cost, obviously. There was one salary package, which included your housing. Mm-hmm. With regards to the government hospital, it was housing separate, salary separate. There was mm-hmm. a few more perks. Mm-hmm. The private sector had very little academics, and you're very individual-based. Mm-hmm. So government sector, you work in a department. Mm-hmm. Private sector hospital, you work individually, so you're mm-hmm. by yourself. Mm-hmm. You're the intern, the community doctor, you are the nurse, everything by yourself. So mm-hmm. it is reward revenue wise, the private sector was obviously better, mm-hmm. but you work harder, mm-hmm. which is fair. Now to the private clinic, it is in the private clinic. There's also two options: you've got a salaried option, or you've got a part-time option. Mm-hmm. The salaried option is, you have to listen to the clinic rules. The clinic wants you there 6 days a week, 5 days a week. You have to follow the rules. The clinic belongs to an owner, and you work in their clinic, and you salaried. I've chosen the part-time option. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if I do a surgery on a patient, we share the revenue. Mm-hmm. So the clinic takes a portion, I take a portion. Mm-hmm. And that can be discussed at the interview or at the meetings. So this is just basically how it can work. You can open up your own clinic if you want to. Mm-hmm. It's not difficult. It's going to be challenging, depending on your discipline, whether you're an orthopedic surgeon, cardiothoracic surgeon. It's not difficult to have your own clinic. It just takes a lot of documentation, licensing, approvals, yeah. etc. But yeah, everything is doable.
Very good. And you mentioned the part that you are able actually to leverage your salary in terms when you negotiate your salary package, when you maybe have a good opportunity to get a cut out of the operations that you do. So that is something that you can negotiate in terms of getting more out of your knowledge, getting more out of your doing. It is also possible to activate your license under different clinics. So having a part-time activation or part-time activity in a private clinic and then maybe in a hospital, is it also possible? Do you take this in consideration, or is there any restriction about that?
It depends on the clinic that you're working or the hospital that you're working mm-hmm. on. They have to give you permission mm-hmm. to work somewhere else. So that's called a no objection certificate, an mm-hmm. NOC.
Yeah.
And they will allow you to, you can work or you cannot work outside the respective area. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on the clinic.
Mm, yeah. Dr. Venkat, in Dubai, to be a doctor here, it doesn't fly onto your plate that you get clients. So it's very important that you have your network, yes, that you know people, yes. But it's also very important that you be known by especially the people, that they come to you. And I find when you are a doctor in Dubai, even if you are employed, not having your own clinic, the marketing aspect, a lot of people do not understand that they have to do it on their own. And I see your marketing activity on top-notch, quality. And I always follow your content so with such a big passion, because also I see the passion in your field. Explain how much freedom you have. How big is the stack of having your own marketing on top. And a lot of people forget that this is actually even a question during an interview. Who is making your marketing? And a lot of people, I realize, they are showing Ms. Thomas, who doesn't even know anything about it. How do you do it? And why you do what you do?
Oh, that's a heavy question. So personally, coming from South Africa, we, you know, when we were taught, again, 20 years of doing medicine now, we were very actually shy. Doctors are generally shy when mm-hmm. it comes to marketing, mm-hmm. social media. Not the younger generation. I think they do quite well with social media and marketing. Mm-hmm. But I think that you have to have a very strong marketing team or a person or a social media presence. My philosophy is that you cannot have work in the UAE without this. Mm-hmm. So the old school way of word of mouth, good work, let your work show for yourself is still very much important. At the same time, you need social media marketing. So I always try to keep it as, for me personally, not to say, I am the best, come to me, etc. No, I like the educational part. Mm-hmm. So where I like to show that what surgery can, how surgery can benefit you, how surgery can make you better. Mm-hmm. And before and after pictures, there's a lot of regulations about social media and medicine. Mm-hmm. So it's important that each doctor understands their department. So for plastic surgery, we cannot show naked pictures, mm-hmm. for example. So there's means and ways of showing that via dry diagrams or explanations or sketches. And you have to work around it. But marketing is a vital part of a doctor's life in the UAE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times underestimated out of my point of view. And I really think that's one of the part that you are very successful in getting visibility, because nobody is, I mean, what is the use in having a really good talent, a really good skill, if you are not able to make it visible? So that's something, yeah, I just
Thank
have
you.
To give you that credit. You're
Thank
doing
you.
Is such
I'm trying,
a good,
I'm trying. Thank
you're
you.
Doing such a good thing, yeah. So what are the actually three steps a doctor who's thinking about relocating to Dubai to work here as a doctor, even a full relocation, or maybe also as a visiting doctor, what are the three advices that you would give somebody to support a colleague?
Good question. Three advices. Firstly, make sure that... So I will be giving a colleague, obviously, general surgical advice, mm-hmm. because obviously mm-hmm. my network is surgical mm-hmm. based. First thing, get your logbook, your surgical logbook, up to date. Mm-hmm. Make sure that your documentation, that wherever, whichever country you come from, that all your documents are organized. Mm-hmm. Surgeons, we always have them somewhere in the back. We don't keep them already stacked up and yes. ready up to date. So I think that's the first thing, keep your documentation. Yeah. Secondly, I think it's important to understand how the country works. Mm-hmm. Come for a visit. See how the country is. Have discussions. Before you make any commitment, come and speak to many people in different medical setups, mm-hmm. hospital, clinics, rehab centers, etc., etc. Try to speak to as many people and get as much as information. Mm-hmm. Because me as your friend will only sell you the nice things and give you the honest part as well, but I then get information from other people. Mm-hmm. And I think thirdly, it's important that if you are married, make sure that your spouse is on board, mm-hmm. because a lot of people come here with leaving their families behind. Mm-hmm. You know, kids are small or mm-hmm. children are still in school. You want to make sure that your spouse and your family are on board. A lot of people come and say, oh, but I can't bring my family, or I can bring my family, the difficulty about a family life. Mm-hmm. So I think in summary, documentation up to date, come and visit. Make sure you have family support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a little bit time for an extra question.
Sure.
I wanted to know, at one point, I was calling you and you said, I have to leave for a little while. And then you went back to South Africa.
Yes.
And that has been a decision chain. Explain to me, why did you leave and why did you come back? And what is different now?
It's a great question. So,
I hope it's not too personal.
Not at all. It's you know, every man knows who's the boss.
Ah, okay.
And so what happened was, after I left the second hospital, so again, government hospital first one, private hospital second one, I went back home for a short break, spent some time with my wife, and just to reassess life. You know, I had 3 years here, I was had a great time. I wanted to make sure that what I've decided to do for the last 3 years, I'm happy to carry on doing. And went home, spoke to my wife, spoke to my family, spoke to many friends. And then I decided to say, I still want to have a life-changing experience. So I am now between South Africa and Dubai doing medical tourism. So I'm doing some surgeries here, some surgeries back home, which will make my wife happy because I spend more time with her.
Very good.
And yeah, they get to travel a little bit, taking on different skills, learning to play the drums. So yeah, I think, you know, midlife crisis happens for many people, not just men and women, but I think for, or not just men, I think women as well. And I'm still going through a midlife crisis. I wouldn't say crisis, I'll say midlife challenge.
Yes, it's not a crisis, I think.
Exactly.
I see you are not at all of a crisis. Thank you following very much volatility of this word. You know, you see a vibrant market here in Dubai where you can actually involve all of your talent, develop it. And on the other hand, you have also a family who doesn't want to move and you contribute. And a lot of people who are going to watch this video, they might be on the same stage and they think I'm very successful in my home country, but yet there is something that is missing. Out of what reason? Security, taxes, your own life desire of who you want to be, where you want to be, and all of these things. And then it's something good that you said that you have, you call it medical tourism.
Yeah.
I call it visiting doctor. It is something that you actually showcase that it is possible. You can actually fulfill the need of you being here in such a vibrant market, assess it a little bit more, in order to find and build this little tree that you wanted to sit on, very valid and solid, even also for your family, while having your backup in your home country. It's something very beautiful. And I think a lot of people will be inspired by that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit where we're going to find you, here in Dubai or in Instagram or in social media. We sure going to connect every show note and information that you wanted to be connected with our audience. But please carry on and letting us know where we can find you.
So in Dubai, I work in two smaller clinics. One is in Wafi Mall. It's called 360 Medical. And the
they even won for an award. I had them actually 360 Medical. Yeah, I had them in my mysterious shopping, I think.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
Great.
Test.
And yeah, the owner there is an ENT surgeon, Dr. Mohamed Al-Falassi. Nicest guy ever. So I've been working with him now for, 10 months. And a second clinic I work at is a Riri Polyclinic. They're based in Jumeirah in Al-Wasl Street. They've just opened doors, so I'm happy to have joined them because they're a brand new clinic. And there's a young doctor, and she's from Iraq. And I asked her, I said, why are you opening a clinic in Dubai when there's thousands of clinics in Dubai?
Yes.
Her answer really inspired me, and that's why I've joined them. And her answer was, I want to be the safest, most ethical clinic in Dubai.
Oh.
With the best results, and not through social media, but through word of mouth because of quality surgeries. And that was very inspirational. So I said, okay, fine, I'll join you. And that's the two clinics I work in at the moment.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. That is a good vision.
Thank you.
I'm going to make sure everything is connected in the show notes and in the info box. So thank you for being here. And thank you for letting us a little bit put the spotlight on your daily work and your motivation.
Appreciate that. Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Thank you.
You had a teleprompter. I had nothing.
No, that was just for the intro. Everything else was...